This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the economics of nursing. There's a new tentative deal between New York City hospitals and the union representing 42,000 nurses. The hospitals have agreed to do more hiring and to work toward a set ratio of nurses to patients. In Illinois and New Jersey, nurses want ratios to be mandated by law. Reporter Camille Peterson has more on setting these numerical targets for medical personnel.
Julia Simborski is an operating room nurse at New York Presbyterian Hospital. She says sometimes there aren't enough nurses to go around.
You're having to make decisions that no one should be forced to make.
Like whether to check on a patient who had surgery or prep blood for a transfusion. Simborski says having to choose like that affects patient care, and that's why New York's nurses want staffing ratios. 1-to-1 in the OR, for instance, 1-to-3 in pediatrics. Sean Clark researches hospital care at NYU's College of Nursing. He says research on the benefits of nurse staffing ratios is unclear.
In terms of what research says, we just don't know.
California is the only U.S. state with mandatory ratios, so Clark says it's hard to draw broad conclusions. He says researchers have studied how staffing levels affect patient outcomes, and the risk of bad outcomes is lower in hospitals with more staff. But not by much.
Jumping from there to saying that we can draw some lines in the sand about conditions that should never be permitted, that's a big leap.
Plus, Clark says that with ratios, nurses could lose flexibility. For example, if one nurse has a patient who needs a lot of care and wants to hand off other patients to a different nurse, that nurse may not be able to take on the patient because of the ratio. When nurse-to-patient ratios were on the ballot in Massachusetts last year, some professional nursing organizations opposed them, though the state's nursing union was in favor. The measure failed. Carrie Chan teaches hospital operations at Columbia Business School. She says ratios should be used as guidelines, not rules.
My fear is that it could tie your hands where you're too reliant on each patient needs, you know, half of a nurse's time.
The New York City Hospital Alliance, which represents three hospitals that negotiated with the local union, says it's working on a plan that won't reduce staffing flexibility. In New York, I'm Camille Peterson for Marketplace.